This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the Way FM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
It wasn't that long ago that stores couldn't keep toilet paper in stock, with many believing for some reason they needed to hoard it because of the pandemic.
It still made no sense to me.
No.
And the reasons and the justification for that, I think people just want to control something, and fear drives you to make really bad decisions. I would have, definitely hoarded SpaghettiOs. Like, much more important in the grand scheme of things.
But now things are slowly starting to turn around and people are returning back to normal, with normal work lives, normal social lives. And places like Walmart are seeing an uptick in sales on different items that are making a lot of sense now. So new clothing, especially like warm weather clothing, people are buying all of that. Party supplies like balloons are up by 50%.
Really? You're going to celebrate going back to the office? Hey,
maybe.
Let's get a balloon bouquet. Come on now.
Luggage is up from last year by 400%.
Traveling again. And you're like, what? I've been having that same old luggage for a lot of years. This time I'm going to look good. No more duct tape holding it together. I'm going to travel and I'm going to have some new luggage. I get that.
Right. And then they can't keep teeth whitening strips on the shelves.
Yeah, because you're going back to work and like you're seeing people. You let yourself go for a year.
Didn't
absolutely
put any effort in over the last year.
No, absolutely not. You didn't have to. On a Zoom call, you just put up a picture of somebody else.
Exactly.
You know, it's like having a dating profile with a fake picture on a Zoom call.
But now you can't hide it.
No.
People are face-to-face.
Face-to-face again, so you got to get it tight and right again, So there you go.
Right.
It's just a saying.
Oh, no.
All right, well, there you go. Thank you, Lady Rock.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Play FM, this is the Wally Show. I'm going to play a little old school here. You have a chance to win a prize with us. Betty Rock is going to pick a song that we play here on Way FM. And those songs that kind of surprise us what year they came out. And Gavin and I are going to try to guess what year it came out. If we fail to do so, then you get a chance to do it yourself. So what do you got?
Yes. So I heard this one the other day that we were playing. It's David Crowder's How He Loves.
Okay.
Yeah, he loves.
I try to remember, like, when I first played the song kind of thing. And this is what I don't remember. I remember it being in our rotation kind of thing. But I don't remember, like, the first time I played it.
Right. And I'm sure Gavin probably thinks back what year of high school.
Yes, exactly. So we all have different frames of reference. So
you can make a guess. And if you don't get it right, I can give you some clues about what happened the year it was released.
All right. So I'm going to go back 5 years, so 2016.
Oh.
Okay. I think I'm way too current, though.
Okay.
I'm thinking, you said high school, I'm thinking my first year of high school.
Which was what?
2009.
Oh, good night.
I think I was a freshman in high school in 2009.
How is that possible? Like, I already had kids that were almost grown. I'd already been here for a few years working. That's crazy. All right, is Gavin correct? 2009.
He's right on the money.
Oh, no!
2009.
I thought it was a little older than... Okay, yeah.
Oh,
so you
my
were
goodness.
How old? You were...
2009, born in 95. So 14?
Wow.
14!
We never get this right out of the gate. Okay, so what
That's
we're going to do now is...
okay.
Yeah, for a chance for you to win a prize, Betty Rock is going to give you two things that happened, and one of those things will have happened in that year. If you guess which one happened in that year, you will win a prize, and you can play with us right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM for a little old school.
I'm talking about that old school.
You know what I'm talking about.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show. Alex, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Really well. Okay, so here's the deal. David Crowder's song, How He Loves, came out in 2009, Gavin's first year of high school. Betty Rock and I had already been here for years working. So he's so much younger than even her. So he got it right. But now Betty Rock is going to give you a couple things that happened around this time. You just tell us which of these two things happened in 2009 and you'll be a winner.
Now, Alex, tell us real fast, where were you in 2009? Do you know anything about the year?
Oh, I was a sophomore in high school, actually. So
oh,
I'm
my
not
goodness.
Much, I'm not much older.
Gavin was a freshman. Oh, wow. Babies. Just babies, all of you.
All right, Alex, here you go. Which of these happened in 2009? When Kanye interrupted Taylor Swift during her acceptance speech on the VMAs, I'm gonna let you finish. Or Captain Sullenberger lands flight 1549 on the Hudson River, saving everyone on board.
Oh my gosh. I would probably say the Captain Sullenberger one.
Really? Oh, Sully. Did you guys ever see the movie about that?
I did.
Yeah,
it was really
pretty good.
I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he can do no wrong.
Right.
All right, Betty Rock, is she correct? Did that happen, the landing, miracle landing on the Hudson in 2009?
That is right. Way to go, Alex.
Yes.
Done. Even as a young girl, you were paying attention to current events. That has to make your parents proud.
I actually just saw the movie probably a few weeks ago.
Oh,
wow.
Perfect timing. Kind of relevant.
Boy, everything conspired for you here to win this game for sure today. Well, congratulations. You're a big winner on Old School here on the Wally Show on WAY FM.
Thank you.
WAY FM, this is The Wally Show, and the pandemic has definitely isolated people, made them feel a little bit more alone. And as things start to open back up again, that's a welcome sign. But I think a lot of times people still, whether you're in a crowd or whether you're at home, you know, alone, you can still feel like you're the only one that's going through something.
Oh, for sure. I know I've felt that way, and I'm sure many others have too.
Yeah, like Raquel reached out on the prayer wall. She said, please help. I need prayer. I need a job so I can get back on track with all of our payments. My husband and I are struggling right now. So there's a physical need that they need met, you know, to keep moving forward. And then Michelle said, you know, my beautiful, smart 18-year-old daughter was assaulted by a boy when she was 9, and she's been self-harming for years, and her self-esteem and self-love is so damaged, you know. And so sometimes there's physical hurt, there's mental hurt, there's, you know, emotional hurt. And so this is a place on the prayer wall at wayfm.com where you can share those prayers, but then have somebody praying for you. And the really cool thing about this is the notifications you get.
That's right. You can sign up with either getting notifications through your email or on your phone. And what it is I know, Wally, you've been told this by many people, but you get that notification on your phone, and it's just that reminder of, hey, I'm not alone in this. There are other people that are alongside me, pushing me forward, showing me that I'm not alone in this. And you can sign up right now. You can put your prayer request on the prayer wall. If you go to wayfm.com, on the very top, there's this little gray bar. You'll see something that says prayer wall. Just click on that. You'll have the entry form, and all it needs is just basic information. You can even do it anonymously.
Yeah, your information's not shared, and so basically when someone prays for you, they just click and say, I prayed for this, and you'll get that notification. And I had posted something when my brother got out of prison on there, and somebody challenged, like, hey, you always talk about the prayer wall. Why don't you do it? And I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. Right, so I did, and I got like 35 messages, you know, and people, it's a popularity contest, you know, but like, people were like, and they always came at like just the right time when I was starting to stress again, ding, my phone would go off. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool, man. Mm-hmm. It's like, God knows what you need when you need it, and he's faithful, and this is a great way for you to get prayed for. But then I always just ask, if you're going to post a prayer, post one, pray one. Like, if you could take a minute to pray for someone else while you're there, I'm telling you, it will help you in what you're going through as well. And we've got it all for you at our prayer wall at wayfm.com.
Scoop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop, scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-scoop.
WAY FM, this is The Wally Show, and Scoop is where we try to make your life a little bit better with some information, like some life hacks and things like that. And Betty Rock, you got it today. What do you got?
Yeah, if the next time you find yourself needing to cut some onions for a recipe that you're doing, and you're like, oh, I need to find the goggles, or yeah, I need to wear waterproof mascara.
That is what I usually do, right? When I'm cutting them. Like, I have a chopper, you know, for cutting onions, but I feel like that's failure. I watch a lot of cooking cooking network, so I will cut it like Gordon Ramsay does. I learned how to cut it where you do the slices in the onion and then you chop it and you dice it. And so, like, I like doing that, but boy, the tears.
Right. Well, I've got the scoop on how to stop from crying.
I love it. Go.
So what you need to do is you put the onion in the freezer for 10 minutes before you're going to chop it up.
What?
And what that does is it makes the juice in the onion leak out slower.
Okay.
Because
okay.
the juice is your problem.
Right.
That's what's making you cry. So put it in the freezer for 10 minutes.
Okay. 10 minutes. So it slows it down. It might even help hold it together a little bit as you're dicing
True.
It, too, and make for a better cut. Because you want your mise en place to be really, that's your food prep.
Favorite.
I watch a lot of Food
I'm
Network.
Sorry, I brought this up.
Yeah, and you want all your knife cuts to be the same and similar, and so
Nobody
maybe that
cares.
Helps with that. No, I think they do, actually. You know what?
Want their onions to be similar in look?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
you eat with your eyes first, Brock.
Have
you
not noticed?
Yeah. No,
unbelievable,
ridiculous.
Wow. Well, there you go. That's your scoop for today, and a little bonus scoop for you. Way of him, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sandra. I have another trick for the onion thing. I don't know what else you said after that. I started calling.
Oh, yeah, Betty Rock did a scoop about cutting onions, and you're supposed to put them in the freezer for 10 minutes before you cut them, and that helps with your eyes and crying.
You hold a piece of bread in your mouth.
Wait, what?
It works. Try it.
You hold bread in your mouth?
You hold a piece of bread in your mouth while you're cutting the onion.
Which
I know
is really funny
silly,
that you mentioned that, because I'm actually talking to you with a bagel in my mouth.
Well, grab you an onion, hold the bagel, and chop away.
I have no idea why that would make a difference, because I thought it was the juice getting to your eyes and, like, that aroma.
Well, and you have to do the full piece of bread, not just a piece of bread in your mouth, but it's hanging out your mouth, okay?
Oh!
So it blocks the juice from coming up in your face.
That is amazing.
Where did you hear this scoop from?
My mother. My mother.
So she did it, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, my mom was tough. She just cut the onion and went on about it. But when I was learning to cut onions, I can't. It'll make me cry. Here, put a piece of bread in your mouth. It'll work.
I have a feeling she just didn't want to hear you talking about it and complaining is why the piece of bread goes in your mouth.
Maybe
really
I should try it on
work.
You, Wally.
But again, it has to be a full piece of bread hanging out of your mouth.
Exactly.
So
it keeps you quiet. Yeah. I get your mom. Your mom was an innovator.
Yes, she was. She was.
I get people all the time that even though I work in radio, they're like, I've got this great idea for a book. Like, how do I get this thing published?
Yeah, and a great place to start is the Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing from Colorado Christian. It'll help elevate your writing abilities and prepare you to submit your works confidently in a manner that has the best chance of publication.
And here's the best part for you. It's all done 100% online. And why would it not be? It's writing, and you can do that from the privacy of your own home in a bathrobe. That's how all good writers write. I don't know if you know that. Bathrobe and slippers. And it can help prepare you for a successful writing career.
CCU's Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing gives you the opportunity to learn under the tutelage of world-renowned best-selling author Jerry B. Jenkins, who chairs the program and developed the curriculum.
All right, so if you've ever wanted to write a book or you've been working on one for a long time, the Jerry B. Jenkins Creative Writing Program at CCU Online will give you a chance to succeed in the ministry or in the marketplace.
So find out more about Colorado Christian University and the brand new Bachelor of Arts in Creative Writing at CCU.edu. That's CCU.edu.
So, you guys hear anything good on the radio lately?
Here's some of the good stuff going on in the world today on The Wally Show.
Hey, kids, what did you do in school today? Nothing, Mom. What did you do? Oh, Mommy just competed in a U.S. Gymnastics Classic and was kind of a boss.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what the conversation could have looked like in the home of this lady, Chelsea Mimo. She was an Olympic silver medalist and a mom of two who retired and picked up gymnastics again kind of during the pandemic. She was going to the gym all the time and was like, well, I remember how to do all this stuff. I'm going to start doing it again. And she did. And then she competed in the gymnastics classic.
Whoa.
Like, what in the world? At
Good
32.
For her.
That's inspiring. I did gymnastics at 6-year-old. Maybe I can...
Maybe
I can get back on the beam sometime these days.
Do you stick the landing all the time?
Like, did you wear a leotard?
I probably fell off every time.
Yeah.
With my leotard.
You know the balance beam is just for women, right? Like, they didn't tell him that. Like, you'll be fine.
I don't think
that's
not true.
It is. The balance beam is a women's event.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
They can't say that.
It is.
Guys can do it, too.
It's not a men's event.
But I can't remember seeing men on the Olympics.
The men do the pommel horse and the vault.
Is this the hill you want to die on for knowing the facts about gymnastics?
Yes, I do. This time, it's more important to be right than manly right now. We'll look it up, but I'm 99.9% sure that men don't compete on the balance beam. Anyway, so she said, yeah, I feel like this is a win. She got a 13.7 on her vault, which I was like, okay, is that good or not? I don't know. I should have just asked Gavin. I did not know he was a gymnast. Simone Biles in 2018 got a 15.42 for her vault. So, I mean, she's in the realm.
Not far off.
Yeah, so that was good. But it really goes beyond that. It's more like competing at that level, then taking time away and having kids, and then being able to come back and still be competitive. That's impressive, man. That's not easy to do.
You know what's also impressive?
Yes.
The fact that you might be right.
I know he is. I knew it.
So I Googled, can men compete on balance beam? And it said, for one, you can't compete it at a men's meet.
Yeah.
Men's events are not mainly to show strength.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
and the balance beam is just beautiful.
How did you know that?
I don't know.
It was amazing.
Yeah. I know things, you know.
We've got a gymnast over here, a 6-year-old gymnast, and then a 53-year-old who claims that he knows all the facts.
And a fan of gymnastics, I guess. So there you go. All right, that's going to do it for that nonsense. Play FM, this is The Wally Show, and it's that time of year, graduation. Our friend's daughter just graduated from college. High school graduations are going off. And so we thought we would give some advice. Everybody who's already been there loves to give advice to the graduating seniors this year. And so, but we're going to do it 5 words, okay? You got to come up with 5-word advice.
Because if you can't put it into 5 words, is it really even worth being said?
And a kid's not going to remember it.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah, like they're not going to remember this. Like, it's a YouTube, TikTok
generation.
World. Yeah.
Gotta get it done.
So, Betty Rock, let's start with your 5-word advice to the class of 2021.
All right, mine would be, don't feel pressured, just live.
By that,
what I mean is, at 18, you are expected to know what you're going to do with your future. You need to go straight to college, and you need to go into this arena that you think you're gonna like. But the thing is, what if you don't? And so I'm just saying, if you need a couple of years to think about it, and if you're gonna spend that money, go into debt over a diploma that you want to use, take some time.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Don't rush it.
Don't rush it. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's in that place where she's feeling that pressure to start using her degree, and COVID has changed her industry drastically, and so she's really stressed about this. So that's good advice. Mine is, learn to read the room. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a time and a place to share your feelings at work. All right. Because this is from an older generation.
Yeah, you don't like the live your truth.
No.
And all that stuff.
Not at all. So you have to learn to read the room. There is a time where it's okay to say, hey, I'm feeling this or that. But then there's other times where it's like, no, just hunker down, get it done. All right. You know, this advice I gave to my daughter too. I'm like, don't be that person that everybody's going to walk around on eggshells, going, "Ooh, I wonder if we're going to offend them today, or if they're going to be upset or overwhelmed." You know, it's like, don't be that person. You'll be happier that you're not actually long term.
So for sure.
Read the room.
Better
go home.
Everyone.
Go home and cry. It's okay. Gavin, what is yours?
I went with, the internet doesn't define you.
Okay. Ooh,
because I think the internet has so many new platforms each and every year that people are trying to hop on board. And I think that especially this younger generation that's just graduating is probably at the, leading front of TikTok and all of these things. So I'd say that focus on what's physically around you, the people that you maybe are going to college with or that you're working with versus
face to face conversation.
Yeah, versus who you're trying to impress online.
Yeah.
TikTok famous isn't famous.
There you go.
It's not lasting.
To some it is.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Your chance. 5-word advice to the class of 2021. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always jump in and be part of the show and the conversation right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What would your 5-word advice be?
Just breathe. Don't feel stressed.
Okay, just breathe. Don't feel stressed, okay? Because there's a lot of stress about having to know what you're going to do with your life, and that's the first question that adults always ask kids. Like, hey, what do you want to do? What do you want to be when you grow up? Mm-hmm. We focus a lot on that. And sometimes, like Betty Rock was saying earlier, you just don't know at 18.
Right. And this is the thing. Like, I graduate next year, and everybody's like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to go straight to college or going to get a job? And, like, I really don't know.
Okay, well, you have about 10 seconds to tell me. So I'm going to need an answer before we hang
up. Don't do it, Michelle. Don't fall for it. No, you take some time. Do what you want. Maybe volunteer at a couple of places. See what's out there and then go from there.
That's actually what I'm doing.
This goes along with what Betty and you were talking about. Five words. Don't waste your parents' money. You kind of figure out what you want to do.
Amen.
And then go for it, you know, once you know. So what would your five-word advice be to your students that are graduating?
So I tell them, call your parents just because.
Yes, not when you need money as a parent. Like, you know, just call them because, and maybe even ask them some questions. Like, hey, here's what I'm going through. I'd love your advice. That will do wonders for your relationship.
Yeah, because I feel like every time you call your parents, they're like, what's wrong? What do you need?
Exactly.
Like, no, just calling to say hi.
That is one of the best things a kid can do for their parents. Like, that's better than any Father's Day gift, like, that you could buy on Amazon, is just a phone call.
Wait, you just said you wanted a drone.
Oh, that's my wife's job to get me that.
Oh,
yeah. My kid can't get me the right drone. Come on. She's a theater major. All right, Sandra, you're up. What is your five-word advice for the class of 2021?
Don't be afraid to fail. Take a risk.
Yes. There's so much emphasis on perfection and knowing how to do everything right out of the gate. And the reality is, like, your bosses know you don't know anything when you come to a job. You know, you think you do, and you learn there.
My experience was, I was an adult, was working for 13 years as a nurse. My husband said, you know, you need to go back to school. I said, but what if I fail? What if I can't do it? And he goes, you know what? I'll love you anyway. At least you know you tried. Long story short, when I got my bachelor's degree, I made cum laude.
Oh, nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
I will tell you this, that whole don't be afraid to fail, that applies in a lot of businesses other than nursing. Like, I don't want you to fail as a nurse. I want you to be pretty on your game.
And now for some good news.
Way of M, this is The Wally Show. Good news, giddy up. A couple rapid fire good news stories to combat some of the negativity in the regular news cycle. So we're going to start with you, Gavin. Good news, giddy up, go.
A 78-year-old named Robert Croner got his master's in engineering from the University of Southern California in 1971. But he was in the Air Force and he got called back to active duty before the commencement ceremony. So that's a bummer. Aww. But the school let him take part in their graduation ceremony just this last week.
Oh, no way.
Almost, what is that, 71? So, like, almost, like, 50 years later,
that's
he's
awesome.
Able to walk. And his grandkids and family and all of his kids were all there to celebrate him and cheer him on.
That's great. Graduation was a little longer that day as he's trying to get across the stage, but I don't think anyone would complain at all. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
There's a 9-year-old in Indiana. He found an envelope that was filled with $5,000 under the floor mat of their family's SUV. It was a used SUV, so they tracked down the previous owner, found him, and they returned the money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and as a thank you, they let the kid keep $1,000
there
of
you
it.
Go.
That's
there
awesome.
You go. I like that, rewarding a kid for doing the right thing. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nicely done. And then finally, speaking of this, another kid that did some good here. There's a guy named Steven Nava. He was shocked to find out that one of his former substitute teachers that he had admired was living in his car on the streets because of COVID. He wasn't working anymore. And so Steven was, like, distraught about this, and he was like, we have to help Mr. V. He set up, like, a GoFundMe and raised $27,000 for this teacher. Like,
that's
just
awesome.
Out of nowhere, got motivated and took action, and it just goes to show you that if you want to make a difference in this world, you absolutely can, and that's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Is there anything more annoying than sitting through one of those automated phone systems when you call a company?
If you know your part is extension, you may dial it at any time.
I think we've all been there. Hey, it's Wally, and if you need a loan for a new home or you're interested in doing a refinance of your current home, you need to call United Faith Mortgage. Here, check this out. I'm calling my UFM guy, Ryan. He's also the founder.
United Faith Mortgage, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, it's Wally. How are you, man?
Wally, what's going on? How's everything?
Really good, man. I just wanted to hear your voice.
That's it? Well, you can always call me if you actually need something.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
No problem.
What? A real-life person? That's what they do. They not only answer the phone, they know you by name when you call. They are a family of faith-based mortgage professionals who are excellent at their job. These are the people I'm trusting to do my mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. And as you've seen, they will answer.
See our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
Did either of you guys watch the show Man vs. Wild?
I watched that. I watched Survivor Man.
There you go.
I watch all these survival shows.
Is that the one with Bear Grylls?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know who he is. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, that was the one that came under some fire because he was supposed to be out in the wilderness surviving, but he was staying at like a Motel 6, like in between
shooting.
Really? Yeah,
off camera, you see them like eating McDonald's or something.
Whereas, I didn't do that.
Yeah. So then he came back with a new show to kind of like combat that, and he had to be more extreme. but like there was another show called Survivor Man where it was just this one guy and a camera, and he survived by himself, had to set up his own shots and everything. It's intense.
Well, I think shows like that have really influenced people because a new survey found out that the average person thinks that they could survive in the wild for at least 16 days.
I know what berries I can eat, what I can't eat now. I know how to, if I'm trapped on a raft at sea, to get water from humidity.
Do you know what poison ivy looks like?
Yes, I know what it is, and I know not to use it as toilet paper.
Do you know how to start a fire?
Yes, I do know how to start a fire.
Because that's one of the things that they said was that was that less than one in five people actually know how to start a fire.
See, here's the thing.
Which is essential.
If you've got flint, starting a fire is not a problem. It's like a flint stick, but if you don't have a flint stick and you've got to go old school with a bow, very difficult. It takes hours and hours and hours to do, and it's not easy like people think. But fire and water and shelter are very important.
Do you think you could do 16
Absolutely,
days?
I do. I've watched enough TV shows. I'm a millennial in this regard. Like, millennials think they can do things as they saw it on YouTube, and that's me with survival. I would perish the first day. Absolutely. But I think I could survive, you know?
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you think he could,
Gavin? Oh, no. If I don't have Google to help me through the world, then I'm not surviving in general.
Yeah, I think I could make it.
I think I could do it, too.
Do you really? We should see who could do it the longest.
Competition.
Yeah, like 16 days
off. You guys
want to
take 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totes. All right. Let's do it.
I think I'd last longer than you, for sure.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, maybe something. We should just do it like in The Office first and see who can survive in The Office like for one day without like being in the wilderness. And then that will determine whether or not we go through with the rest of the experiment.
I mean, it's crazy.
What?
We finish each other's
sandwiches.
FM, this is The Wally Show, and we finish each other's sandwiches right now. We're going to sing a line from a song, and all you have to do is pick up where we leave off. It's very simple. Like if I was to bust out this little ditty here, shot through the heart, Betty Rock.
And you're to blame, honey, you give love.
A bad name. See, that's how that works. That was really well done. Nicely
Thank you.
Done. We're going to do it with songs that we play here, though, okay? To give you, if you listen to WayFM all the time, it gives you even more of an advantage. And so these will be some of our favorite songs that we've picked. But we didn't pick all easy ones either, so this is going to challenge you a little bit. And sometimes you don't even know who the song is by, so we'll even give you that little nugget to help you out here. So if you want to play, 855-33-WAYFM is the number. This is in honor of National Sing Out Day, so that's why we're singing today. 855-33-WAYFM. Way FM, if you want to play, and we'll do our best. Unfortunately, we're not all the best singers, and so focus lyrically more than anything else. I think we'd give you the best.
The talent isn't going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to give you the best chance to get this if you focus on the words. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll play a couple rounds right now. Now, Betty Rock, you are going to start Nate off here today. Who is your song by?
Mine is by Phil Wickham. Do you know his songs, Nate?
Yeah, pretty well.
Okay, well, hopefully this will help you out. Okay, so here we go.
Here we go.
Betty Rock, bust it out.
Okay.
So when I fight, I'll fight on my knees with my hands lifted high.
The battle belongs to the Lord.
Oh!
I mean, it's
close.
It's close.
But because when he says, oh God, the battle belongs to you.
Yeah.
When he says you, he is referring to the Lord.
I know. I'm really on the fence on this one. Betty Rock, where this was your version, I'll let you decide.
Oh, I got to give it to him.
Oh, wrong
Hands
choice.
Down.
Well, you're very right lucky, choice. Nate, that Betty Rock was your contestant and your singer. So there you go. You win a prize. Nicely done.
Thank you.
All right. We got a couple more songs left in us. If you want to play 855-33-WAY-FM, that's 855-33-WAY-FM. Okay. Now, this is a song by For King and Country, so maybe that'll help you out a little bit. I'm going to try to do it with an accent like they do. I see you dressed in white, every wrong made right.
I know the song, but I can't think of the words. I'm stage fright.
That's okay. It's I see your rose in bloom at the sight of you. Oh, you're priceless.
Wow, you sing great, Wally.
Oh, well, that's
very
kind of you, or you have a hearing loss, but thank you. All right, Nina, you are up on We Finish Each Other's Sandwiches. So here we go. This is your song. Oh, you're excited to be here. I love that. Now, yours is a Casting Crown song, so let's see how you do with this one. Because I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody
about somebody.
To save
my soul.
There it is! Nicely done! That hesitation caused me great concern, and I thought maybe my performance wasn't up to par, but then I thought, that can't be it.
Your performance was excellent. It was excellent.
Thank you. Wow. She is too kind.
You really are too kind.
Seriously. Nina, thanks for being on with us, and you're a big winner today.
Woo! Thank you!
Way of M, this is the Wally Show, and Betty Rock recently took a little journey, a trip to Dollywood, which was her mecca. You know, it was her thing of like, this is where I need to be. You found yourself at home, correct?
I found my people.
You did? Yeah, I believe that.
We're lucky you came back.
Yeah. We Gavin and I were betting against it, but she had a great time, and she brought back a souvenir t-shirt from her trip, which was, and you made the right choice getting the airbrush t-shirt.
I think so.
Anyone can get a screen printed t-shirt, right. Like just run of the mill.
Right.
But the artistry in an airbrush t-shirt, it's timeless.
I'm glad you see it the same way I do.
Oh, I absolutely do. so much so that I wrote a song about Betty Rock's time at Dollywood getting said airbrush t-shirt. And of course, we did it to the tune of Dolly Parton and Zach Williams' song, There Was Jesus. Airbrush t-shirt. And so there's a video of it too. You can see at wayfm.com or on our socials. Just search Wally Show. But here's the song. And it's okay to cry if you need to. When I left my house, a girl who had no dreams. Then all at once there it was standing in front of me. In the window showed its vibrant color scheme. Airbrush t-shirt. I was shaking, am I dreaming? Yes, it's trashy, but it's so me. Country couture in a store at Dollywood. I must have it, so I bought it. Cost a day's pay to look hot in. But I don't care, cause I really need help to flirt. Airbrush t-shirt. And I have to tell you, you rocked the airbrush t-shirt.
It's a little bit hurtful.
No, it looks great for you. And so, yeah, it is a little help to flirt. Not a problem. And so if you want to see the video, Gavin put together a whole video of this magistry. And again, you can see the video at wayfm.com.
That's right. And we posted this. We had so many people commenting on it. Kelsey said, my two-year-old was eating breakfast, heard this on the radio, pointed at it, and said, uh-oh.
That's great.
I love what Patty had to say. She said, right here, folks, right here is why the internet was created.
Absolutely. That truer words have never been spoken. And you can check it out at wayfm.com or on our socials. Just search Wally Show.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this.
together. It's the Wally Show.
Betty Rock, you're not an early adopter of, like, technology, right?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, because you just recently upgraded your iPhone.
Yes, but it's just because I just don't want Apple to... I feel like it's a, like... They're trying to get all my money.
Right, that's
like the
true.
Battery starts dying after Very 2 years. It's all. What do you call it? It's a conspiracy.
Wait
that's
a minute.
What it is?
Just as, for the record, you criticized an iPhone yourself.
Yeah, but it's okay if I say it, and it's okay if Wally says it, but right. You can't say.
You
it
can't say it because you're an Android okay. user. Yeah, totally different. I'm not a early adopter on technology either. I always wait to see how it shakes out. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people that are kind of like that with the vaccine that's going on right now. They're kind of waiting to see how it shakes out. But then you have all of these different organizations that are trying to entice people to get their shot and get vaccinated. So it's almost like waiting is paying off. You know?
Now they're offering for you to go around like a racing track for free, or you can get money put in the lottery.
With Dr. Fauci saying that airlines might require people to get vaccinated to fly in the future, United Airlines getting out ahead of that curve. They're doing a sweepstakes, your shot to fly. They're giving people a chance to win a round-trip flight for two, any class of service. You could fly first class to anywhere in the world they fly. They're going to give 30 pairs of tickets away this month, and then five people, they're going to pick a grand prize, travel for them and a companion, any class of service, anywhere in the world United flies for a year. So, like, you could just go constantly and just travel every month if you wanted to. It would be amazing.
It is, but it still gives me icky vibes.
Like, I know.
Why are you enticing me like this?
Well, I had this discussion with my wife yesterday because it's like, well, she's not vaccinated. She's like, I'm just not sure. I have these reservations. But then if I can't travel without it, then would I get it? I'm like... Well, just to travel, if you had the reservations, that doesn't change for you. So just having the carrot of the chance to travel doesn't, you know, undo what you feel. And you shouldn't acquiesce to that, you know. And honestly, I feel you shouldn't have to. I think that's crazy.
Right.
It's safer now to fly with, you know, a bunch of people that have chosen to get the vaccine.
Right.
It makes more sense to now than regulate. You should have done that 4 months ago. But whatever, that's a whole other
situation. Now, one question. If they said, hey, we'll give Gavin an iPhone... If you get the vaccine.
I'd get a shot in each arm. yeah, for sure. Look, I'm fully aware of how much COVID has messed with our lives this past year. Many of us, for the first time in our lives, have felt trapped, stuck, or even helpless. Now imagine that not just being a year, but a life or a generation of being stuck. That's what happens to kids caught in the cycle of poverty. They are truly stuck. But there is good news. This doesn't have to be their story.
And that's where you come in. I'm sure you didn't wake up this morning thinking I'm going to be a hero today, but you can. For $38 a month, just about a dollar a day, you can make sure a child living in poverty gets the things they need not only to survive, but to thrive.
You provide your sponsored child food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. And here's what I love about partnering with Food for the Hungry. Your gift also helps other kids in the community. So you're not just helping one child, but you're also helping their friends a little as well, because FH wants to build up the entire community.
The other really important part is you get to write to your child and encourage them. This is your faith in action, and your support and the words you share with them will carry and inspire them to accomplish more than they even dreamed possible for themselves.
With everything going on, I know it's easy just to take care of ourselves and put this off till tomorrow, but kids living in poverty, tomorrow feels like an eternity. Plus, I'm telling you that sponsoring one of our Food for the Hungry kids will not only help them, but it will also change you. There is such joy in helping innocent kids who didn't ask for or do anything to deserve this. And we've been blessed with so much in our lives. It's a blessing to be able to sponsor these amazing kids.
It only takes a minute and costs you nothing to see if this is even for you. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Again, that's fh.org/Wally Show. You can also follow FH on Instagram and Twitter.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Actor and actress couple Emily Blunt and John Krasinski may be big names in the Hollywood industry, but when it comes to their own family, they keep things pretty normal.
Okay, that's probably pretty smart to ground your kids as much as you can.
Yeah, and try to keep them out of the paparazzi and all that stuff. In a recent interview, Emily admitted that her and John do their best to hide the fact from their two children that they are even famous.
That would be really hard. Like when you're on movies and on TV, like I don't see how you could, and could everyone
say
knows you.
You're on a business trip.
Yeah. And you're like, well, why does our maid like always maid. Call you sir and madam if we're not rich and famous, you know?
Yeah. She admitted that they don't even use the word famous around their house.
Oh, really?
So you may be asking, well, what's the reason behind all this? Her reasoning is she wants to keep her kids oblivious because she doesn't want them to feel any more important or special than any other kid.
That's really good.
I think that's very smart.
Because it's easy to be entitled by your parents' money, you know, and your parents' accomplishments. It's like, hey, you didn't do anything yet. You're just a kid.
But also, I think it's good because sometimes your parents set a bar that you feel like you have to exceed even further. And sometimes that's just not what you're built for. That's not your purpose in life. And that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's hard. Like if you take like a really famous singer like Whitney Houston or a great actor, you know, and then their kids feel like they have to live up to that. And what if you weren't gifted that? Because I mean, like singing is a gift. Like you either kind of have it or you don't, you know. And you think that heredity is going to play a role in that.
Sometimes
but it doesn't. It
doesn't,
yeah. And so, yeah, giving your kids that grounding of them being able to find themselves. And it's the same way, whether you are a famous celebrity or whether you're just like doing your life, you know, you kind of sometimes want your kids to follow in your footsteps, but maybe that's not their path. And you as a parent have to be willing to lay that down and let them find their own way, you know, as it were.
This has been Parenting Advice with Wally on the Wally Show.
I know. I got a kid and she's grown up and I didn't destroy her. So like, maybe take some of it to heart. I don't know. Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Betty Rock, do you remember when YouTube first kicked off?
Oh. No.
You don't? Okay, I remember it because it was like, it's kind of like what TikTok is now. People on there just trying to be funny, and they were just doing all kind of dumb things. Like, what in the world?
But with low quality cameras.
Yeah, just not good. And but then YouTube became like a massive, I think it's the number two search engine now for people to discover music and all these other things. But then for learning stuff, YouTube is like super, super valuable. Like anytime you're like at home trying to fix something or do something you haven't done before, go to YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like I fixed my dryer for $30 instead of buying a new $600 dryer. $30, and that was like 2 years ago. Still working. Hasn't burned my house down.
Wow.
I was afraid to leave it running while I left a couple times just to make sure I did it right. But like then recently I had a faucet that was leaking, and so I like the plumber was like, well, it'll be $150. I'm like, I'm gonna go on YouTube just to see. So YouTube's like, hey, dude, you can do this without paying $150. You just replace these two things. Boom, boom, boom. $15. $15.
And you did it?
Nice. And I did it. Yeah.
Wow.
And it works almost perfectly. Like, so,
almost.
Well, full disclosure, it works like it's supposed to, but for some reason, if you push the knob back just a little bit, it leaks again. But if you don't push it back too far, like my wife, for some, who moves a knob backwards, by the way?
Life isn't perfect.
There was no reason to move that knob backwards, honey.
Why is she making things difficult?
I don't know. Like, I walked in there the other day, still proud of myself on this high from fixing it, and she's like, you know, if you move the handle backwards, it still goes. I'm like, you're not supposed to move it backwards. What is wrong with you, woman?
Ruining everyone's joy.
I know. So anyway, that's what I want to talk about with you. Like, what is that thing that you actually learned from YouTube? Because I know I'm not the only one that has like learned massive things. Maybe even saved some money, or you know, maybe you found a new passion because you're like, oh, you know, I never took guitar lessons before. Then I started playing, you know, on YouTube, and now it's what I do full time or something. I don't know. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your YouTube education right now. So what is that thing that you learned off YouTube? I learned how to fix my sink.
That's very admirable. I don't know if I could do something like that, but that's very cool. I learned how to fix my treadmill. So we ended up, my father and I, we ended up taking the entire treadmill apart, removing the belt, because it was actually operating backwards. And through YouTube, we were able to put everything back together. And it's a pretty old treadmill, about 30 years old, but it still works today.
There you go. You saved yourself $800. I used YouTube to work on my wife's treadmill. This is fascinating. Every time she would plug it in, it kept popping the circuit breakers in our house for whatever reason. Because they have like a protection on homes like built within the last 10 years with the circuit breakers. So what you do is you put it through a power strip, like for a TV. that has a certain load on it for it. Like, I didn't understand it. I just YouTubed it. And that stopped the problem. Like, I plugged it into that and then plugged that into the wall. It stopped popping the circuit breaker.
Look at that.
It's funny what you end up learning. You don't even know.
I know. And my wife still uses the treadmill today. I actually didn't want to spend the money on the thing because I thought she's never going to keep using this, but she did.
Hey.
And so it was money well spent.
Right, exactly.
What'd you learn?
I actually learned how to replace the serpentine belt in our truck.
Oh, nicely done. That's not a cheap fix. That'll set you back probably $400 to $500 to have it done.
Definitely.
And by you doing it, how much did it cost?
Actually, we just had to buy the belt, and that was it, so maybe $10.
There it is.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. My wife, her car had a gas gauge going bad, so I watched YouTube, and you had to remove the back seat to get to the actual gas tank, and then you could take gas tank apart and then put the two new pieces in there. She wouldn't let me do it. Like, it was a $700 fix. It would have cost $45. $45, and she wouldn't let me play with the gas tank.
Therein lies the problem.
Yeah, I'm still bothered by that one. I'm like, YouTube, help me fix your dryer. She's like, my dryer won't explode with me in it. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we're doing a little Where's That At? There's songs that you hear here on the show and on the station here at Way FM that you're like, I wonder where that's at, because it comes from the Bible. And so, Gavin, you have something for us today. What do you got?
Yes, today the song that we're going to be looking at is the new Corey Asbury song, Sparrows.
Oh, I love this song.
Because you take good care of me.
Part of the song that I really do want to focus on is actually literally like right at the beginning, like the first words that he says in the song.
The sparrow's not worried about tomorrow, oh, the troubles to come.
Yeah, that definitely feels very biblical. So where is that?
Yeah, so you're going to open your Bibles to Matthew 6:26. It says, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? And then 27 says, can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?
Yeah.
And I think that on the daily, I'm probably spending like 1 to 2 hours worrying about maybe something that's happening tomorrow or the next week or the next month, mm-hmm. instead of maybe sitting in that situation and finding joy in the situation, and then also thinking about how like God has proven and God is saying that he's going to take care of me.
Yeah, time and time again, but we always get it twisted and we think, okay, well, maybe this is the one time he's not going to show up for me, and then what do I do?
But what's so great is that, yeah, like you said, we oftentimes find ourselves worrying, but when you hear this song by Corey Asbury, it's like that reminder of, I can let things go, mm-hmm. that God's got it under control.
Yep, so if you like that song and you're wondering where that's at, well, there you go. Nicely done, Gavin.
Oh, electronic mail.
Wally at WayFM is how you can get a hold of me with whatever's on your mind. It's how you can email me, like Karen did. This is in response to another email the other day, actually, where I was talking about my one-sided fictitious feud with Bobby Bones, a nationally syndicated radio host, which I am as well. But he's on American Idol, and he has a TV show, and he's everywhere, and it's just too much. It's too much, okay? And so, sheerly based out of jealousy, this lady had said she was listening to our podcast, and suggestions came up for something else she would like, and it was Bobby Bones. And of course, I came unglued.
Of course,
right reaction.
Yeah.
Then Karen says, hey, I've also often wanted to write you guys to tell you my story of how I found you guys. Your station isn't in my area, so I only listen to podcasts. After hearing about the lady who searched your podcast and it matched her up with Bobby Bones, I knew I had to write you. This is my honest, truthful story. This is a girl that knows the inside of the show, if she's saying honest, truthful, because that's my thing in my family. Like, we don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I said, I've listened to Bobby Bones since before they moved to Nashville, and they were on in Austin, which is where I'm from. I enjoy listening to them. I needed more podcasts to listen to, so I started searching for something similar. I'm a Christian, so I was looking for Christian podcasts. Well, that's when I happened upon The Wally Show, and I've listened to you guys ever since. To me, you guys are the Christian version of Bobby Bones. We were doing so well. We were doing so well for a minute.
That's good.
Ah, He says, I know you don't want to hear that. Sorry, that's how I feel. Anyway, I love your show, especially the aftercast, even with your rants. Yeah, the aftercast is the show and stuff we did not get to in the show, and it's all new content. So if you ever want to check that out, if you like the show as it is, there's a little bit deeper dive. Yeah, if you're a big fan of Bobby Bones, you're going to love this, apparently. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts or at wayfm.com.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.